The phrase alternative facts also plays a role in our next segment. The Alliance for Quality Education released a report about the governor's school aid proposals titled Alternative Facts and Historical Fiction, Fact-Checking Governor Cuomo on School Aid. Joining me with highlights is AQE Executive Director Billy Easton. Welcome back.
Nice to be on the show again. Thank you.
So the gloves are clearly off when it comes to AQE and the governor. You all but say that he's lying when it comes to eliminating his the foundation aid formula.
Well, I think that the gloves are off in terms of the governor and his approach to students in high-need school districts and in poor communities. I mean, the governor is planning to is proposing to repeal a debt of $4.3 billion that's owed to students in high-needs communities. And he's, doing it to justify it. He's using a series of falsehoods, or what we refer to as alternative facts, in order to make his case.
Can you give us an example?
Absolutely. Well, let's start with this, that, he's saying that the foundation aid formula, which is the fundamental school aid formula in the state, is in no way connected to the Campaign for Fiscal Equity court ruling. That entirely contradicts what the governor at the time, Governor Spitzer, and both houses of the legislature, the Senate and Assembly majority, said at the time, where they clearly said that the foundation aid formula was enacted in 2007 in order to provide a statewide solution to the Campaign for Fiscal Equity.
Billy, didn't the Court of Appeals also say, look, we have told you what you need to do. Now, legislature, go do it.
That's exactly right. The Court of Appeals ordered that they that the state resolve CFE by providing at least somewhere for New York City in a range of $1.93 billion to $5.63 billion plus inflation. And they also said that it was still up to the discretion of the governor and the legislature to make the final determination as long as they met that range. And that's exactly what the legislature and the governor did. They met that range in the foundation aid formula and created a statewide solution. And they said that this statewide solution is the formula, is the solution that will provide the level of funding necessary to ensure students are getting a sound basic education. You know, I want to actually talk about why the governor is using multiple falsehoods in order to make his case.
Sure.
And a part of, you know, really what it's obscuring is what's actually going on in our schools. So in many ways, the greatest deceit is that there is no addressing at all the facts of what's happening in our classrooms, the fact that many students are in overcrowded classrooms, 30 or more students in a class, the fact that many students are not receiving the art, music, or physical education that state standards say they're supposed to receive. So in order to know that there's a constitutional violation, that students aren't receiving a sound basic education, yes, we have the court case. Yes, we have the foundation aid formula that tells us how much money they're supposed to receive. But we can see with our own eyes what the consequences are. And it's very clear that students in many cases are not being offered that opportunity for a sound basic education. This is a question the governor never, ever wants to talk about.
I do want to present what the governor would say if he was on the phone with us, and that is that he is increasing school aid by $1 billion this year, and that New York spends more on educating kids per pupil than any other state in the nation.
Right. Well, the Board of Regents recommended that he increase funding by $2.1 billion this year. In New York State, the reason that, the faultiness of using that number about the average spending per pupil in, as the state as a whole, is that is because we have wealthy communities like Byram Hills, wealthy communities like Scarsdale, where they're spending over $30,000 a pupil. And God bless them. But that does not help poorer communities like Utica and Schenectady and Syracuse, where they're spending way, way less.
So you're saying that Scarsdale is able to raise local property taxes to such a degree that it skews that number.
Exactly. Exactly. And I'm not knocking Scarsdale or Byram Hills for that. I'm just saying that does not tell us what's going on in Schenectady or Utica or Syracuse, where students are being deprived of their, many students are being deprived of their constitutional right to a sound basic education. The governor always uses that talking point to obscure the facts and to avoid reality. So, you know, what we really need is an honest discussion about school funding that is based on what's actually going on. You know, the $1 billion he's proposed, he also likes to compare his record to other governors, but the $1 billion he's proposed is actually $960 million. By his own description, is only there in order to cover the cost of inflation. It's not there to improve the schools. So he's basically saying he's happy enough with how the schools are already and does not feel the need to improve the quality of education in our poorer communities.
Another way in which you say the governor is obscuring the facts is that New York has the second largest spending gap in the nation between rich and poor schools, and that has grown under the governor.
Yeah, that is, you know, the governor likes to talk about records. The record is clearly there at $9,796 per pupil is the gap between wealthy and poor school district spending. That is a record level. It's grown to that level under the governor and keeps growing. And this is where we need him to actually step forward and fund the foundation aid formula, which would help close that gap, which leads me into another area where he is using alternative facts, which really are falsehoods, when he says that that he's not repealing the foundation aid formula entirely in his budget proposal. That's exactly what he's proposing to do. The state assembly says that he would eliminate the foundation aid formula and the $4.3 billion that's owed. That's what their budget analysts say. You can look at the budget. He eliminates the entire 10 pages that is the foundation aid formula. He totally eliminates the purpose of the formula, which is to ensure, as the courts ordered, that schools have the level of funding necessary to provide an adequate education.
Doesn't he also change the formula in such a way that a lot of education advocates feel is good? For example, can be as poor as you are rather than limiting that.
Well, you know, he makes changes to that are based on some good ideas as far as the way we measure poverty. Let me be clear. That is all a ruse for actually repealing the formula.
If this proposal is goes through with the legislature and they all vote yes, what will that mean for how schools, the money that schools are allocated, what will that mean to how that's divided?
Well, first I want to say that I think it's absolutely inconceivable that the state assembly would ever agree to eliminating the foundation aid formula. I think it would be a cold day in hell before that would happen. But I think that what it would do if the governor's proposal went through, it would eliminate any objective method for dividing money between schools in a way that's designed to ensure students get an adequate or sound basic education. And instead, it would just give more political control to the governor and other elected officials to make decisions based on political needs, not on student needs. So we've seen that with a lot of other types of funding. We've seen it all over the place with the economic development money across the state, where it's all about politics and, you know, it's not actually achieving what people are being told it's for. And then that's what would happen in education, which is the old system we had before we had the foundation aid formula.
We're out of time. I want to thank you. Billy Easton is the executive director of the Alliance for Quality Education. If people want to read this report for themselves, where do they go?
They go to our website, which is www.aqueny.org.
Billy, thanks again.
Thank you.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals in education, human services, and healthcare.